Reaching the age of 29 in men's tennis is often a time when many players start thinking beyond hitting balls, beyond the hours of training and the steely focus that comes with match time. A player that certainly has no such thoughts is Marty Fish, who for the first time in his 11-year pro career assumes a position that has been revered by players from the United States. He will be the number one American in world tennis, moving ahead of one of his closest friends, Andy Roddick. Beating David Ferrer 7-5-6-2 to reach the semis of the ATP Masters 1000 in Miami brought him that glory.
I've never been in this position before. Obviously, it's very, very humbling. This is a pretty big country, a lot of people playing tennis. So I'll try to put it into perspective, and I will. Number 11, career high number 11, sounds really good too. And these are the rewards that come with working as hard as I did.
Roddick had held that position every week since January 23, 2007. While Andy will be delighted for his buddy, it's not something that Fish will be readily bringing up when they're trash-talking. On those occasions, Fish will rub in their golf scores. Marty says Roddick's career will sit on his 15 times over. This is an honor that's well-deserved for Fish, who's been through more than his fair share of health and physical problems. At his lowest ebb, he dropped to 341 in the world, and just recently he was diagnosed with a thyroid problem, which is now in check. Now that he's achieved this milestone, he feels the job is not yet done, but the confidence it brings will be an added bonus.
Confidence is such a huge part of our sport. Obviously, I'm still here, but I'd love to do well on the clay. I like playing on it. I'm very much looking forward to, you know, hopefully being healthy and playing a full clay court season and seeing how well I could do there.
The understated Floridian says this will be something to look back on when his career is over.
Being the number one American would be something that would be pretty cool to tell my kids about.
Craig Gabriel, Miami, for VOA Sport.